Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, my friends, and welcome aboard the Yacht Rock Show. It's another hangout with Eddie and Joe.
Hey. Hello, Eddie.
What's going on there, Joe Carlisle?
How are you? I'm here.
I'm
ready
good,
to go.
Kid. What's happening?
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
You're ready? You're ready to rock and roll?
I want to hear some great yacht rock. Let's go.
We got some smoking Randy Goodrum. We even got John Farrar.
Ooh, wow. Solo album, John Farrar?
He's only got one. But it's an interesting album, Joe. Checked it out?
I think you showed it to me, but it's been so long that I even forgot it existed. I just, I know him from the Olivia Newton-John fame.
Sure. We're going to feature him two tracks today. Lots of goodies. Yeah. Yeah, we got to drop the anchor. Very nice.
Wait, somebody send something in to drop the anchor?
Yes, Mr. Stephen Radford, a very loyal listener of the Yacht Rock Show. So, without any further, let's get started. This track is sick, right? Come on.
What are you playing? I don't know what you're playing.
Gravity.
Oh, Gravity. Randy Goodrum, right.
With
all those
Randy
heavy hitters.
Goodrum. Ooh.
Marcus Miller on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums.
Folks,
excellent.
If you haven't heard this, well, you're going to fall in love.
Yeah, it's from Randy's latest Red Eye, which he kind of like debuted with us during an interview, right? What was it, like 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Something like that.
But I was telling Eddie today that I can listen to this, one of those albums you can listen top to bottom, and Gravity is no exception. So,
oh yeah,
it's right dead set, dead in the middle of the lineup. Gravity's like the fifth tune down, I think, fourth or fifth tune down.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives a nice little B12 shot to the whole recording. Oh. So here's Gravity. We love it.
Here it is.
Slowly flows
Osmond, for those of you who don't know.
What is that album? That's the album that he did all the covers, like Peg came from that too?
I'm not sure, because he, you know, the problem is he did a bunch of
You know, people
these
assume that we're
albums.
These authorities, and we're,
well,
keep
we
asking
are.
These questions, and we don't know any
Wait.
Answers. So.
Well, we are, but it's just that
no,
Donnie...
I think it is.
Maybe, but nonetheless...
I think I was asking
slamming,
a question I already knew the answer to.
Right, exactly. What a slamming remake. Oh,
no, everything on that.
Tastefully yeah. done.
We
yeah,
played
I
Peg
heard... Did you know this? That what? Donny Osmond would use... I don't know how true this is, but I know I heard it from a good source, that he would, to mix his albums, he would listen to Gaucho, you know, Steely Dan, huh?
Oh, I knew a long time ago that he had a really hip record collection. I remember, you know, he was in the midst of, like, he just came out of the whole Donnie and Marie thing, maybe mid-80s, and right. they had, like, a TV show, and he had the hippest guests on, like, they'd have a segment with, like, a singer, and he would have, like, you know, try to have, like, Becker and Fagan. He had like Al Jarreau on once. I know he has a really hip record collection, so I'm not surprised at all.
Right.
That he taps into that stuff when he mixes and stuff. I mean, come on.
And it's
he had Pino on that album, so
hey.
you know he's got his finger on the pulse. He knows who to get. He knows
absolutely.
How to do it. I mean, unless, you know, the producer. I mean, I don't know who the producer was. I'm probably giving him too much credit. It's probably the producer right. who knew. But even to get that producer who knows what to do. Gives
sure.
Donnie the credit for sure.
By the way, it's funny because Samir, the engineer, was saying that song sounded like Bruno Mars was starting, you know, to copy that. But it's flattering.
What was the tune that Bruno
Treasure. Yeah, I hear the comparisons. Sure. I hear it. Very interesting. Okay. A lot of those guys are.
He's got good taste,
you know,
too. So
Bruno,
you can't
absolutely.
You can't say he doesn't know this album exists. He might.
Bruno Mars probably loves late 70s, early 80s. I can tell.
Probably, most definitely.
Yeah, right. Come on. That song of funk?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Come on. That sounds like Lakeside and all those bands from the 80s. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure his parents had a great record collection.
Absolutely. So now we got a really nice tune from Christopher Cross. What's the name of that album, Joe? Is it Walking on Avalon?
No, Red Room, but Walking in Avalon is the second tune that we always play.
And what's the name of the album?
Red Room.
Red Room. Okay, we're going to play, well, that we're going to play the title
yeah,
song.
Title
we're playing
track.
In a Red Room, yeah. Any special cats on this?
Really? I was looking around for stuff. It's kind of vacant. All the credits
yeah?
the credits aren't don't even exist on.
Interesting. Okay. But
don't you have this? You have this album, right?
Oh, I have it, yeah.
So walk across the room to your enormous CD collection, pull it out, and open up the thing. And let everybody know who's playing on it. Not now.
Not
yeah,
now.
Well, yeah, I'll do it the next time we play this song in 6 months.
Next time. Yeah.
Okay. So let's hear it.
This is a great song, folks. If you haven't heard this, it's another one you're going to say, whoa. Because this never got any airplay.
Right.
You know, at least not here.
This
Maybe
might be his latest release, right? Or he had something after this.
Oh, no. This
he
is not
that.
His latest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this is beautiful. I love the direction he took here. So without any further, here it is. Christopher Cross in a Red Room.
Show me what you brought me, silk and nothing more. Let the light discover you as the ribbons hit the floor. Fall into the pillows, let me watch you play. Sharing all your secrets, take my breath away. Learn me like a blind man, taste you soft and deep. Slow and gentle torture, pray the Lord your soul to keep. Take the night inside you, let the fires dance. Planets spin their fortunes, lost inside our trance. In a red room where love takes no prisoners, ancient valleys of shadow. Sweet Saturday.
The Yacht Rock Radio Show with your host, Eddie Gans.
Welcome!
Working a charter, your days belong to somebody else, but your nights are all yours.
2 Miller time!
Now comes your time. The best beer you can find, Miller High Life.
Bring your thirsty self right here. You've got the time, we've got the beer. For what you have in mind, welcome to Miller Time.
Take a cassette out of its case, and most people just see an empty box. But Sony saw something quite different. Sony introduces the only cassette player as small as a cassette case. The incredible sounding Super Walkman.
Enter Sony's $25,000 sweepstakes. Look for this display at your Sony dealer.
What year
did you own a Sony Walkman?
Didn't everybody? I don't know if it was a Sony. Probably had a knockoff.
Oh. Oh, a Kobe?
I know you had a lot of... No, not Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Not to get a Kobe. I probably had like a Toshiba or something.
Okay.
But I know you had all the Sony products.
Oh, yeah. I had a Sony Pro.
Walkman Pro.
Woo! Wow. That thing was insane. Yeah,
they were great.
Yep. Really killer sound for a cassette,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I remember I used to use metal tapes.
Yes, I do remember that.
Remember?
Yeah, sure. Anytime you asked Eddie for a mixtape, you got a high-quality tape. Maxell,
right.
Like when they remember the ad with the guy sitting in the chair with his hair blowing back? That
right.
was the era. That was the era of the Maxell tape that you were using.
That's right.
So during the break, I looked up some of the Donny Osmond thing. I was way off. It was actually not from the album, song Soundtrack of My Life, which I thought was which is the latest one. With all those covers. But he did covers on a lot of albums. This one was called Somewhere in Time. That Could It Be I'm Falling in Love came from. Is from 2002.
Okay.
So yeah, he covers a lot. Yeah, he's been covering since way back.
Yeah, definitely. That's right.
And shows his love for the stuff that he was weaned on.
Of course. So, here is Can't Hold Back. This is from John Farrar's only solo album.
Mm-hmm.
John Farrar, for people that don't know, is a producer.
Australian
a lot of success
guy.
With Australian. With Olivia Newton-John. And the album is interesting. It's very rare. But if you can check it out, you can check it out on YouTube. Just, you know, put in John Farrar and it'll pop up. And I like it. You know. I think the song has a lot of potential. Obviously, it could have been a hit for Olivia.
Potential. I don't think it was recorded in 1980. I don't think they're going to do anything else with it.
No. But I mean,
potential.
It could have...
They're going to get back in the studio and re-record something.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I mean, Olivia could have had a hit with this.
Oh, I'm sure. This is all.
Yeah.
I hate to say it for John's case, but this is probably all stuff that Olivia passed on.
Probably.
You know, in his quiver that he had.
Yeah. But yeah, looking at it now.
Yeah, 1980.
It sounds
good. Check it out.
Yeah. All right, here it is. John Farrar, Can't Hold Back.
I wish that
cool track. I like it, right?
Kind of yachty, yeah.
Yeah, kind of yachty.
I think he did all the instrumentation, too. I think he's one of those guys that plays everything.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays everything.
Definitely. So, here we go. We have New Yacht. This is the second single from the Young Gun Silver Fox. This is from the album Canyons. And it's called Baby Girl. These guys are really good, man. I like these guys a lot. They're a duo.
Are these the guys that the one guy's in London and the other guy's in Sweden?
No. That's Band of Hearts.
Oh, okay.
That's different. We're going to feature them next week, hopefully. But no, this is Young Gun, Silver Fox, from the album Canyons. This is New Yacht, called Baby Girl. Just came out. And I want you guys to check this out. Here it is.
East wind blows, your man. Wish I had the power to take your breath away. This life is golden, but it's only deep as the skin. I'm feeling much colder, though I'm standing in the warm desert wind. Gotta leave this town, else I go crazy if I stay. If I see one more sunset on LA. I miss you, blue sky, but not so much. Too much of a good thing keeps this old soul out of touch. Sometimes you're empty, though your dreams, they all seem fulfilled. You're cool on the outside, though the real you is slowly. Else I go crazy if I stay. If I see one more sunset on LA.
One more sunset on LA.
Oh, wanna see.
One more sunset on LA.
No more sea. Left a girl lying near the old well tree.
Hey!
It's Yacht Rock. It's smooth, but we rock the yacht. It's not the same old. It's yachty as hell. Keep it right here on the Yacht Rock Show. It's the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie and Joe.
Having no choice is no fun. That's why at Wendy's, every hamburger isn't dressed the same. You get your choice of fresh toppings, fresh tomatoes, fresh lettuce, fresh onions, cheese, bacon, and more. Having a choice is better than not.
Is next, swimwear.
Devlin, biggest game of the year, and you couldn't get tickets.
Welcome to Miller Town.
He did.
He did!
Alive. It's all yours and it's all mine. Bring your thirsty self right here. The rich, smooth taste of Miller beer is what you have in mind. Welcome to Miller Time.
Welcome to the rich, smooth taste of Miller High Life.
Across the bed, the only reason that I wake up again. She's a sugar smack, the coffee black that gives my morning a move. Oh, fly or fall, sink or sail, she's the part that tips the scale. I'm walking on the water again. No, it doesn't take much, the world spins to a touch. Tragic, walks a magic, turns life back into a wonderful day. Everything means nothing if without her love, and she's a long time coming. My wonderful day. Yeah. I've been on a time or two or three to take the beautiful. Magnify the tiniest law. If there's a seed of doubt, she weeds it out till I see the sun again. Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't take much. The world spins to a touch, like the canvas of weed in her brush. Works her magic, turns life back into a wonderful day. Everything means nothing without her love, and she's a long time coming. My wonderful day. She takes the tragic, works her magic, turns life back into a wonderful day. Everything means nothing without her love, and she's a long time. My wonderful day.
magic. What a magic. Turns life back into a wonderful day. Everything is nothing without her love. She's a long time coming. My wonderful day.
Oh yeah. Love it.
Jason Sheff.
Jason Sheff. Great song. And it's got that Saturday night's groove. In the bar.
Hey, all right. There's the anchor. We knew it was coming, though.
We knew it was coming. We're all wet here.
You said who?
So,
who's this, Steven?
This was sent in by a very loyal listener, our friend, Mr. Steven Radford.
Steven Radford.
He wanted to know if this flouts the pout. When will you be mine? This is by the Average White Band.
It's not what you do, it's just the way.
Ooh, nice.
That you do it. Makes me feel Woo. This way.
Oh, I want a groove.
It's not what you yeah. do, it's what
Come
I
on. Oh, yeah, Joe.
Steve Verrone on drums.
Oh, yeah.
Now make no mistake, I'm not sure I can take any more of this waiting game.
Nice.
If I had my way, I'd like to hear you say.
Recorded in the Bahamas.
Really?
Yeah, they had a nice time. So why don't we just go to the Bahamas and record on this album? Gene Paul. You know that name, right? Gene Paul?
Gene Paul?
Yeah, I mean, I heard you mention Gene Paul. Have you worked with him at some point?
No, you're thinking of somebody else.
Paul
well,
Gene?
I like this. Nah. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. That keyboard makes it very yachty.
It's not what you think, but when you take a drink, I feel this invitation.
Oh, yeah, man. What a winner.
There's no need to worry, because I'm in no hurry.
You know, I didn't know this song.
Wow.
Have you ever heard it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
We got the Brecker Brothers on a couple of tunes on this album.
Oh, yeah?
At least one so far. Yeah, a couple of tunes. Brecker Brothers, both Randy and Mike.
Nice.
I'm gonna hear the rest of that album.
It probably is. Oh yeah.
Where's Steve from, Steven?
I believe he's in London.
Okay. That would explain his love for Hamish Stewart.
Sure.
I think he's Welsh. Is maybe Hamish Stewart's Welsh? I mean, it's all UK, right? It's all,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. It's got all the ingredients. Nice Bender Rhodes there. Syncopated. Love that. That makes it very yachty. I like it. It's got a little yacht disco going on, which is perfect.
Sure.
Yeah. Steven, I'll tell you. You're good. You can pick them.
Yeah, very good.
Right? It's a good one.
Funk soul.
Very cool. Yeah, man. This definitely floats the boat.
Yeah, Hamish Stewart went on to actually... he was in a band that really spoke to me called Jim Jam. I don't know if anybody knows that band. Yeah. A bunch of just buddies got together, did a small release with Jim Jam. A lot of funky soul stuff on that. Really cool, dirty, great sounding stuff. Real analog sounding recording. Everything live. Oh. Yeah, really. Jim Jam. I don't know if it's really. I mean, I have it, so maybe we could preview it, see if there's anything we could play. I think it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Too.
You got to check it out.
But Hammerstewart always kept his. He always kept his funk. You know, he's loyal to the funk. You know, loyal to the soul.
That's
and
right.
Funk. And the whitest guy you'll ever see. Really, he's got blonde, curly hair, white, pasty white guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah. So, let's give this a rating.
Go ahead. I can almost sniff it out already, what you're going to say.
I think it's 4 anchors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course it is. You raved about it the whole time. How could it be any
less? It's great. Good one, Steve.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, we'll probably get some more stuff off this album and play it for everybody.
Yeah, we got to check it out. Thanks for introducing us to that one. I was not aware of that one. I'm more aware of the 1980 album, you know, the one that David Foster produced.
Right.
Yeah, which is yachty as hell. All right, folks, don't forget, if you want to have Eddie and Joe see if it floats the boat, send it to theyachtrockshow@gmail.com or find me on Twitter or on Instagram or wherever you want. And we're moving on.
But not MySpace.
Oh, God. MySpace? Is that still around?
It's not still around.
Oh, okay. Barely.
Thank you.
you think of that?
Yeah, that's great.
Good, huh?
That's an interesting album. Kind of got lost in the shuffle. So I like that. Yeah. Walter Becker took all the bass duties on that album. No other
bass,
you know, hire all the hot young Turks of the day to play bass on these albums. And it's actually Walter Becker playing all the bass on all those tracks.
That's great.
That's kind of that album I was talking about. Last time we were playing something, I remember I mentioned Jay Lenhart. His son was involved. And this is the album the son was involved. I think his name is Michael Lenhart.
Okay.
He's involved in this. This might be a subsequent one that he was involved in. It might not be the first one. But,
right.
He definitely has a presence on here. As does, you know, some of the early guys, like the guys from the Asia album. Roger Nichols is on as an engineer. Mm-hmm. Elliot Shiner, too, an engineer.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a very good album. It got lost in the shuffle. But you got to check it out, folks.
Obviously,
it's called
good.
Everything Must Go, right, Joe?
Everything Must Go from 2003, I believe.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent album, I'm telling you.
I mean, come on. It's Steely Dan. There's no not excellent. Yep. I mean, we got to check out Two Against Nature, too. I don't think there's got to be something we could play off Two Against Nature.
Definitely. Lunch with Gina is on this, also on this album. It's very good. Just want to mention that. All right, so the next song here is a very nice song, Olivia Newton-John, John Farrar production. It even sounds like a little Bee Gees background vocals. Very interesting, but it's probably John Farrar doing that.
That could definitely be the Bee Gees, though. Come on.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Let's check it out.
But let's play it, and then we'll talk more about it afterwards. Here it is, Olivia Newton-John. And let me see what the title of this song. Oh, Not Gonna Be the One. Here it is.
Gonna be.
Such a listenable song.
Beautiful. Very talented. I believe Michael Landau is on this album with them. Or I know they had Jay Graydon.
Oh, I wonder, is that him? Who's doing that solo? The solo was excellent. The sound was great.
That might be Landau. I'm not sure. Really cool. So, up next is a real favorite of ours. Two great voices. What can be said about Peter Cetera and Chaka Khan? And then our favorite bass player, besides Joe Carlisle.
Right. Pino Palladino's on this. Right. During his great fretless period where he's all over this. You know, he's getting calls from so many people.
Yeah.
He's doing that fretless thing on this, which I love. He reinvented himself so many times. There's so many people who don't even know he had this period.
Right.
They just think of him as the neo-soul guy with the P-bass, the fretted P-bass. That was a whole nother reinvention. But here he is doing his calling card of the day, which is the fretless accompaniment.
So this is a favorite of ours.
Or as he would put it, an enhancer of great songs.
Absolutely.
He's been quoted as saying.
So, folks, you're going to love this. Some of you may know this. Some of you may not. But you're going to fall in love with this duet. This is called Feels Like Heaven. Beauty.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, there's a nice little. Pino's always good for one of those emotional outro licks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one. I thought you were going to play the other one. He had that other tune, Man and Me, which we previewed.
Yeah.
And then the other Shaka duet that I wanted you to play, which I'm hopefully playing next week, is the one that she did with Paul Young in like 1990,
right,
called Stop On By, which
it's
I think
excellent.
It's a Rufus cover, which is why I guess he asked her to do it.
Yeah.
So we got to hear the original. Yeah. Maybe the original. See, whichever one suits our needs better, we'll play.
Okay.
I don't think I ever heard the original Stop On By.
Yeah, I have. It's been a
long
time ago.
I'm sure it's dirty and funky.
Oh, yeah.
But the Paul Young duet one is excellent.
It really is.
Yeah, we'll play that next week, hopefully.
Definitely. All right, so, folks.
So we're winding down, huh?
We're winding down. It's that time. But we're going to leave with a really good one. This is from 1982, Randy Crawford. And you got Toto members on this. Really funky track. I love this.
You may know this Randy Crawford from Street Life, right? That's the tune.
Right. That's right. And this is called You Might Need Somebody. And we're going to say goodnight with this. And
okay,
you guys
that,
enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. We'll see you next week.
And with that, we say we'll catch you on the next Yacht Rock Show. Bye-bye.